Yeah, I got one.
And do we need to look up all of you?
Hey, Josh, can you talk about what Darrell has given you in terms of intel on this Jets defense?
You know, since he's played with Coach Ryan for a long time, just kind of understands the scheme. You know, a lot of it is confirming stuff we've been watching and scouting, but, you know, he'll have a few, technical things, talking about just really when's the time he goes to his go-to, what his go-to might be, just his general philosophies as a coordinator, having been there with him for so long.
You got a number of 3-4 teams that you're playing, I guess, early in the season, and you had that work with the Patriots. I mean, how much of the off-season stuff do you think will help you early on? Or are they all different in it?
Yeah, there's each coordinator has his own identity. You know, Coach Ryan does a lot more in terms of multiple fronts. But, you know, any time you get reps and work against quality opponents, you know, it's you're able to get better and grow as a team, whether it's in blocking schemes, identification. But, you know, I think all this work that we've done the past week and a half leading up to this has been extremely crucial. And it's nice having a little extra time, you know, to look at all these looks, to start to understand how we want to identify things and the protections and run game and so on.
Fiona said a little bit ago that he thinks you've gotten to a point where you can eliminate some of those self-inflicted errors, forcing the ball and that kind of stuff. What makes you think that you're beyond the point where those are going to be less of a problem?
Well, just general understanding of the offense, you know, and also defenses. You know, when you you know yourself, you know your offense, you know your guys, you understand the defense, you know, things in the pocket slow down that much more. You understand that, all right, you have an outlet you can kick it out to, or there's really not a great outlet. The back's eating up protection. I got to throw the ball away. And things that they always register, but it's not always just in a boom, boom, boom sort of manner. You know, it's, am I going to have Vincent? Am I going to have Vincent? Oh, pressure is Doug, you know. But I feel like, the work we put in this offseason and the training camp we've had, you know, we've seen a lot of different looks, a lot of different things that have really helped prepare me moving into the season.
Josh, I guess outside of this building, a lot of the talk is about the lack of production from the first string offense during the preseason games, the fact that you're in the last year of your contract. Do you feel that this is a prove it, you've got to prove something this season yourself?
You know, not so much to anybody outside of this building, honestly. You know, first and foremost, I'm accountable to myself, you know, just as far as my production on the field, what I do, and personally, I'm gonna give it everything I got, you know, and that's first and foremost how I look at things. And then people in this building, like I said, coaches, teammates, going out and playing a brand of football that will allow these playmakers to make enough plays, allow this line and be in situations where we can continue to run the ball and continue to get Doug yards. And but no, I would not say there's any added pressure. I really, I'm not feeling anything from an exterior motivation in that standpoint. It's all about us.
Josh, I know that there was a lot of talk about the lack of production in preseason, and there are a lot of moving parts then, but how confident are you in this offense going into week one?
I'm very comfortable. You know, in the preseason, you know, you're mixing in different guys. You're trying different things. You're not really game planning nearly to the extent that you do in the regular season. And, you know, the preseason doesn't really, from what I've taken from my preseason experience, it doesn't really dictate whether or not you're going to be great or whether or not you're going to lose. I mean, there have been years Pats have gone 0-4 and taken all the way to the Super Bowl. Detroit, that one year, I think they were 4-0 in the preseason. So the preseason doesn't really, because, I mean, half the game, it's not really even the starters, and you don't have a chance to get in a groove. But like I said, I mean, when you go out there every time, you want to be productive. You want to go out and make things happen. But, I mean, at the same time, you know, the work at practice, the work against each other, going up to New England, practicing, I mean, getting a better understanding of yourselves as an offense is the main point moving forward into the regular season.
Josh Young, you said, you've continually said that you don't read what other people say or the criticism, but like today, one of the Jets' defensive linemen kind of took a shot at you, saying if they get you rattled, you get off point. And if they do that, they'll be able to win the game. When things are brought to your attention, do you use bulletin board material? I mean, is that a motivating thing to you when you do hear things like that?
No, it really isn't. My preparation isn't really adjusted. You know, I'm no more motivated by somebody on the Jets saying something than somebody in the media saying something. It comes from within the work we do, you know, the coaches. You got to hold it tight, you know, because you can't let somebody else saying something change the way that you go about your business. Otherwise, you're going to change, and you're going to be off base from that regard.
You're saying it's bad to be too emotional. You're afraid that, you know, when you start reading into what people say or listening, that maybe you go out and try and do something to prove somebody wrong, and that takes you off of your game.
I mean, you gotta have emotion, you know. But people say what they want, but I mean, Sundays is that's a proving ground. That's where you have to go out and you got to do it. And whatever anybody says, you know, it's not going to affect how I go about my business and how I play on Sunday. You know, either way.
Josh, you've seen a couple of these opening days. Except for the first year, you've always been the starting quarterback that I can remember anyway. How is this one different for you in terms of just, you know, how you feel about the team, how you feel about yourself? I mean, they're exciting days, all of them. They're all a little different. But just how is it for you, this opening day?
No question. For me personally, it's, I don't know. I feel extremely relaxed, you know, just having an understanding of the game plan. And, as far as knowledge of the game, I feel like I've made a lot of strides in within this offense. So, it's a long week. You've had more time to prepare, but you kind of, after a certain number of days, after you get everything installed, after you've taken a number of reps and seen some looks, you're like, all right, I feel like I'm ready to go. But yeah, no, I would say relax, man. We're still grinding, but it's just every little thing that could potentially help you, and that's what we're working on right now, and we'll continue to do so up through the game.
Josh, a lot of people will look at Vincent Jackson, Mike Williams, and Doug Martin as your go-to guys, as your top weapons on offense. But how important this season is it to get Luke Stocker, Tom Crabtree, even Lorig, your fullbacks, implemented possibly into the passing game?
Lorig, I feel like last year had a pretty successful year catching the ball to the backfield. There's a big block of catches in this offense that, I mean, regardless of who's the first read, you know, there's going to be a certain amount of balls that the tight end is targeted. And I think those guys have done an awesome job being where they're supposed to be, when they're supposed to be there. We got another guy, Timmy Wright, who he's a young guy, a rookie. But he's a guy that, I mean, he just works really hard, and he's kind of gotten a little mix early on in preseason. So, I mean, down the stretch, we might see a little bit of him. But, you know, I think Luke and Tom, they do a great job.
Do you think they have been hurt, too, this preseason and training camp? Do you feel like they've fully grasped the offensive system that Mike Sullivan's providing?
Yeah, I think that they're really far along. Tom came in new to the system this year, and I think Luke and along with Coach Angelico, they've done an awesome job, a great job of getting him ready to go. You know, and he's physically talented. You know, he can make some great catches. In the past, he's made some huge plays for the Packers, so we know what kind of player we have in him. And then another guy who stepped up for us last year, and Nate Byam. You know, Nate's a guy that really kind of was the guy that come in on goal line, and then remember Carolina game, he had a touchdown catch in the back of the end zone, and preseason had a few catches. But I feel like all those guys, very capable.
All right, thanks, Josh. Thanks.